Now we're good.
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
I love cotton candy.
I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah, it's too sugary. And I know I love sugar, but I don't like that sugar.
Okay, when you were a kid, did you think that cotton candy was just like just sugar?
Is it not?
It is just sugar, but like I really thought it was something else when I was a
something
kid.
Special.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because we didn't understand how shit like that was made.
Right.
And our head was just like, oh, look at this. It's colorful and it tastes really nice.
And even though the guy would be winding it up right in front of you, making that out of thin air, I really thought like it was magic.
I probably thought it was like made out of like cotton balls or whatever is in teddy bears or some shit. Just like edible.
Just stuffing.
Edible stuffing, exactly. I mean, it is edible stuffing. You can still use that to stuff, if you think about it, so it's edible stuffing.
In a way, but it would attract rats, or not rats, like ants. Ants.
Did you used to think it was cotton candy in the roof?
Yeah.
Yes, because it would be pink.
Yeah.
Well, you make it pink for some reason.
No, one time I thought it was tobacco.
What?
Because did you guys ever have those mad science guys come to your school and they would do those like crazy experiments and they did like this anti-tobacco skit and the guy was like, this is tobacco, but it was just like pink insulation. So I was like, oh wow. So it was just, he was using that as like a model to explain what tobacco was.
Got it.
And he did some like experiment with it. And so then I thought, oh, so tobacco is like
kind of like when they have two like chick, like two, like you, they show like, this is your lungs before smoking. This is your lungs after smoking, but it's like two chicken breasts or some shit.
Yes.
Is that okay? Got it.
Yes. Pretty
much. It's not chicken breasts, but they use something. I forget. It's like not, it's in my head. I picture it, but I don't know what they're using to show your, maybe it is lungs that they show in pictures.
Yeah.
Like no. These are your lungs before and these are your lungs after.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Did y'all listen to the new Taylor Swift album?
I haven't. Mm-hmm.
Taylor's version.
Yeah. I actually wasn't going to listen to it, but everybody at Discord kept telling me to listen to the new album. I was like, I don't get it. She just released her old songs and they're like, shut up, Zayn. No, she did it. what they told me, it's because she never owned her older songs. They were owned by Scooter Braun.
Yes.
And she had like, and to this day, she just still does not own those songs. So she,
I think she
re-recorded it.
Yeah.
Right. And like, you have to like spin the track a little bit or like you have to change it just a little bit in order for it to be legal for you to.
Correct. And Kelly Clarkson was the person who basically told her like, you should just re-record everything, re-release it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Somebody should tell Kesha that.
I think it's a cool idea. I thought I didn't listen to any of it, but I think like hearing about like what she had to go through and what she did like to get like her music back, I think that's like the perfect way to like transition into like, this is.
And now that everybody knows the story, everyone's going to push it even more. They're like, oh, we're only listening to Taylor's version. I think that's why she put in parentheses. It's kind of like a.
Is there any new songs on it? Or
yes, there's new. There's like six or seven, eight maybe new songs.
I thought it was all older songs.
And then at the end of it, there's all of these new songs.
Oh.
Then there's one song that she has that was already on the Red album. But I gotta say, it sounds like the beginning of like an Old Navy commercial. Can you play? Are we allowed to play
we
it?
Can't. We're not on our Patreon, baby.
Y'all, it's the one with the ukulele. The people listening and the people watching, there's that Taylor Swift song with the ukulele. Listen to the beginning of that song. It's a damn Kohl's commercial or Old Navy. Like, this winter season, get something for somebody you love.
That voice. We'll make sure spot on.
Jackets, half off. Something for the whole family.
But we should probably roll the intro. Roll the
intro,
baby.
It's coffee time, baby.
Come on, Swifties.
Who's the boys? Yeah, it's Zayn and Heat.
Hey.
You know them and you do know me. It's Mariah Amato and the Matt King. So yeah, sit around. You know you get a cup of Cremoda. I don't know.
That's good, Matt.
Not bad.
Yeah.
The only thing Mariah we can do is beats on the table.
And it was a little bit off. All right. Welcome back to Zayn and Heat Unfiltered.
I'm Zayn.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And I'm Taylor Swift.
Do you think Taylor Swift would ever come onto this podcast?
Probably not.
If we had the right PR team.
Well, she has a new album now, so maybe we can fill up that spot for her.
She was commenting on a lot of people's TikToks.
She was. She loves TikTok. I see her on.
Maybe we could change
people's comments all the time.
In her honor.
Not a bad idea. Honestly, you know what? People would love that, and they'll finally love these tables.
Change something up.
Mariah, you weren't a big Taylor Swiftie, though?
No.
No, never. Then no.
I'm not one of those people that I don't like Taylor Swift. When her music's on, I'll like sing along to it. But I don't know when her albums come out. I don't know what song came out.
She's more
year.
Like Bad Baby vibe. Like, I think that's what she likes.
I'm a Frank Sinatra or die.
Yeah, I never got the hype when I was younger.
My
mom loves Taylor Swift.
She definitely has some good songs. Yeah. But I didn't have like the obsession.
Yeah, I wasn't obsessed with her.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Like Taylor fever?
Bieber fever?
Bieber.
Well, I definitely have Bieber fever.
Taylor mania.
I think Taylor was like the fan base was as hardcore as Justin Bieber's fan base to him. Right? No, yeah. I'm asking. Like, I feel like they were like, it was like the same power.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. Taylor Swift blew me a kiss one time.
Yeah? Yeah. Are you sure it was to you?
Yes, it was to me. And I have two or three girls that I could hit up to prove it because I was with them and they saw it happen and they were all like, right. Holy shit. Basically, we were at the VMAs and I was like a seat filler, like with like one iota.
You were a seat filler a lot, huh? Because I feel we've talked about how you like do a lot of seat filling for other.
No, remember we Beyonce's told the story picture? Before.
That is because of the seat filler at the thing when I met Taylor Swift. I was only a seat filler one time. And if you guys don't know what a seat filler is, basically out in LA, all those stuff you see on live TV when there's like award shows or I don't know, some big
that's
band
just all
performing.
Fake.
They literally have this thing. You sign up, say that you're available, and you just show up. They probably tell you to dress a certain way and act a certain way, and you get there and you can get in. So we got to the VMAs and we were sitting like behind stage. And there was like, how would you say, like one of those like elevator stages that go down low before the artists come up.
Right, right.
Yes. And there was only six of us in this like nook and cranny right before she went up. And we were all looking down at her, just like, Taylor, Taylor, Taylor. And then she looked up at me and I looked at her and I blew her a kiss. And then she like winked and caught it and then blew one back up at me.
Very. Oh, okay. So you blew it to her first and then she.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought she just blew a kiss. I was like, she could have been blowing to everybody, but no, it was a reciprocation thing.
It was a wink to me. And then she got up and did, I just want to shake it.
Oh, no, that's a love story.
Wow. Pretty romantic.
I was trying to go with a Taylor and I couldn't think. A love story, right? I'm sure she has a song that's called that. I don't fucking know.
It's a love story.
Yeah. I was right. Oh, yeah. What I was saying, remember when we were seat fillers at the MTV, the VMAs?
What?
We were seat fillers, remember?
Or you got invited to go to the VMAs. Yeah.
Hold on, were you there?
We got invited. What? That was like a couple years ago?
Yeah, both times I've gone with you
Just that year. No, remember the year where they sat us and we couldn't see anything? We couldn't see the show. It was like they put us right behind everybody standing, so you couldn't see anything. And we're like, yo, can you just put us in the back or something?
Yeah, there was
so
something. There was something.
Yo,
weird.
Left. Yo.
Because we couldn't see the show.
The people in front of us were standing the entire time, but they kept switching them out. Right. It was like some, I don't know what it was.
It's because they stand there the whole time around like the art, like the field performing, but like we just couldn't see the show
what
at all.
Shame.
So we're like, fuck, we had to leave.
Gosh, that was one of like, we saw Juice WRLD perform.
Did he?
Yeah. And then he passed away, like, or he died. Like,
he performed that night?
Yes. He did Lucid Dreams there. And then I'm pretty sure it was like less than a few months later.
I honestly don't even know what Juice WRLD
was. And then that was that big, and then it was scary that night because then Post Malone went into that plane and then he had that whole big plane scare.
Bro, that was terrifying to fucking watch.
I remember shaking his hand as he was leaving. We went to his after party and I was like, hey, Carrollton, Texas. Sorry, y'all said it.
Jackson.
Got it out already because he's from Grapevine. And he like was like, oh yeah, man, cool. And he left. And then I remember like late that night at like 5 a.m. or whatever.
You're just watching it. You're watching it happen. You're just like,
what happened?
So yeah, basically Post Malone had a really scary emergency landing.
You didn't hear about it?
And this was in what, 2018? I'm pretty sure the
wheels wouldn't go down.
Yeah.
Like as they were trying to, like they were landing and the wheel wouldn't go down. They need all three wheels.
So the plane, it was a pilot induced error with the main factor in the tires blowing out. The plane exceeded its maximum gross takeoff weight and the pilots turned around after the discovery that the service door was open.
Oh,
the plane then landed successfully and all the tires blew out upon the second takeoff. The plane was also over the maximum gross weight.
Fuck
boy.
That.
Yeah, I remember like he was up there in the air and I remember everybody like everybody was like watching and like waiting for him to like land.
Oof. Oh, wow.
That's so spooky.
I don't like that shit.
A horrible thought, but like I was watching, I was just like, this isn't going to happen. Like, it's Post Malone. He's as big as ever on a jet. And, like,
oh, yeah.
This is it. Like, this is it.
It's because like when it's Buddy Holly died.
Yeah. Yeah.
The day music dies.
So terrible.
I know.
Whenever shit like that happens, I just don't want to fly for another 2 years. It's just such a fucking scary thing to have to experience.
But, you know, like, back. It's crazy. Now we're talking about plane crashes. Do we want to?
It's fine. If you guys are on planes, please stop listening. I can handle it.
No, it's just wild how often, though, plane crashes did happen back then and how incredibly more safe they are. But like back then, it was just incredibly dangerous. Also, it was funny. We were making the joke about like, oh, them cooking and like doing hibachi and stuff. They would literally come out with sharp knives in like first class and like
really?
A whole roast beef right in front of you with like turbulence and those flight attendants.
I mean, I believe that because who was it? Was it you or you showing me pictures of what like airplanes look like? It's literally chair. It's like not the chairs aren't even attached. They're lawn chairs and they just put it in the plane. It was fucking insane. I can't believe that's how it used to fly. But you know what? I've heard private like flying private jets are like more risky.
Yeah.
Especially so if you're flying in private jets all the time, there's a
good thing that's not
there's a bigger chance that you might get into some altercations with the skies.
I know how you clouds like to tussle.
Oh shit.
You know, but sometimes I'm just like, you know.
Yeah, my landing today was really, really rough. Coming into Burbank. It's those little planes.
It's the little, yeah.
You had a little plane?
You would have freaked. You would have died.
Really? Yeah. Was it worse than that other one that we had? Remember?
It was about the same.
It was all...
But it was also weird because like we were like getting ready to land. And like, you know, they start slowing down. You're like coming in. So we're getting slower. And then all of a sudden, it was like he like fell asleep and accidentally hit the gas forward. Because we were just sitting here kind of like coasting. And then all of a sudden we went... Like this, and it was like he like floored it, and we, like I was just kind of looking. I was like, I don't think that was supposed to. I just like picture him flying, and he's just like just full throttle.
He was on the golf course too.
Yeah, right. But it was a crazy landing. We came in and it was just like smashed the ground, and then just brakes. Like you know when they brake super hard to where you're like.
So he was just panicking probably from the moment
he probably got a little embarrassed and was like,
yeah. when I hear people, because I feel like I'm the only one that freaks out. So like when I'm in a lot of turbulence and someone next to me is not freaking out, then I'm like, okay, I'm just overreacting. But when everyone's just like, like when they do a little gas, I'm just like, all right, this is it. Okay. This is not normal. Everybody is now reacting to something that's usually doesn't happen. How was your weekend?
It was
Arizona.
It was a buddy. He a buddy of ours. He is about to have a baby.
Sound like you're about to say pass away.
Oh, I
just sound a little sad.
Yeah. It is sad. He's about to have a baby.
He was about to pass away this week.
He's about to have a baby. So he wanted to do like one last golf hoorah with the boys. It was fun. Nice course.
Oh, and how much was the golf fee?
It was a lot.
I heard.
How much money?
$300 for a round of golf.
That's like, well, hold on, what?
It was
$300 to play.
Who was headlining?
Right?
Right? Like, am I paying $300?
But it was beautiful, though. It was nice.
Is it because of just the service you get in the golf carts? Are the golf carts like Mercedes? Like, what's the...
Just $300, like, quality lawn.
It was in good shape. The grass. Got that good Bermuda.
Good Bermuda grass.
Good. That's all you did. Just golf.
Just one round?
Yeah, just one round.
How'd we shoot?
It was a high 80s.
Okay. Hey, that's not
guys,
bad.
If you don't know what that means high 80s is when you par a few times, but you hit it on the third shot.
And then you just say shit.
On the second hole.
That was great, Zane. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for clearing that up for them.
And you know what? 90% of people watching this probably have no idea what golf is. They're just going to take that. Okay. All right.
How were the beer cart girls?
They came around twice.
Do you ever like see those beer cart girls on TikTok?
Yes, oh, where they just
film their interactions with the guys?
Oh, what? Yeah.
It's really awkward.
They kind of like it.
Explain
it,
Mariah.
Oh, I.
Back to you.
It's exactly what you said.
You sounded so excited. I thought you knew more because I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh, no, I was just trying to be excited. I haven't been excited in 10 minutes. So. No, it's just the beer cart girls, and she just like sets up her phone and she records her interaction with like the men that like come, they like give her a tip or whatever. And she's like, I don't know.
Oh, that's it. Oh,
what do I say?
I thought it was.
She does her job. Yeah. People pay her.
I thought it was more exciting.
She sets up her phone and she records her doing her job.
But what's just interesting
but
is
people
like
people are like creeps.
Yeah, like these just dudes who've been golfing and drinking all day, hitting on a girl.
Car girls.
Yeah,
you saw the one where he had like a putter that was a penis.
No,
it was really like it was one of those girls that do it. But she was recording and. He was like, I should have got the bigger one. And she was like, what? And he was like, yeah, look at this one. And it was like this big like penis on a golf club.
Oh, get off the course.
But and was it like, it has to be a certain shape. Was it the shape that it needed to be?
It was just a putter. Instead of like a putter head, it was a penis. And I was just like, what a joke. You carry that around in your bag.
Golf is supposed to be like a gentleman's sport.
Right. Yeah.
Like you think golf, you think class. Like I've grown up.
I'm not going to lie. I probably have a penis club too.
I mean, Zane, you wouldn't pull that out like only when the beer cart girl comes around.
Yeah, oh, no.
You know the other guys were like, get her. It's time. get the penis.
No, that club's for the boys. You don't try to get a girl with your penis club that doesn't work.
They handle it very well though. They're just like, here we go again.
Laugh it off.
Right.
But they do make a lot of money.
Zane, you should be a beer cart boy. Hey boy.
Hey boy.
Beep beep. How we do Zane's club.
And Zane just films his interactions and they're just like they say nothing to you.
So they're just driving by me. Like nobody wants to ever fucking buy from me. That's funny.
But then we went to this what was it called? Old Town, I think it was called.
Okay.
And it was this, it felt like Fort Lauderdale downtown. Oh, it's a really cool area.
Lauderdale downtown?
I'm like, oh, that's my
But they had a bottled blonde there.
Oh.
Oh, Arizona, Scottsdale. Oh, dude, yeah, because Arizona is such a huge college state. So I'm sure they have like a ton of fucking fun.
It was a cool little area.
Okay, cool. You got in everywhere. No altercations. See any fights? Because wait, if it's like Fort Lauderdale, you guys have open container laws down there, right? So you can.
I don't think in Arizona there's open container laws. I think that's only Vegas and Florida, right? I feel like there's not a lot of open.
And we just kind of went in. There was like a Casa Amigos or something, but they had like a bowling alley upstairs.
That's a tequila.
Really sick.
Ooh.
Quick little trip.
I want to go bowling. I haven't been bowling in years.
It felt wrong.
Why did it feel wrong?
I don't know. Just something about like bowling. Never liked it.
You clean the holes every time you...
I would be a mean bowler if I just did it every day.
You look like a bowler.
Yeah, you look like a bowler.
My grandmother was a bowler.
Oh, yeah?
Same.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think my grandparents bowled a lot.
Yeah, I think mine were too.
My mom just sent me, she found my grandma's old bowling shirt. She was like, do you want this? I was like, yeah. It's so like vintage and retro looking.
Cool.
It's really
That's like the best way to get vintage clothing, like straight.
Authentically.
Straight from the grand.
From the source.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like bowling is a dying sport.
Yeah.
But when it's on TV, like that, people forget about bowling. But then when it's on, it's like.
They still air it on TV?
Insane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a sport.
Well, then I just like feel like it's
right.
But we also don't have cable or anything. It's not like we can that's true.
Cable. You can't watch that show on Netflix. Bowling tournament on Netflix.
There should be a bowling reality show, like a Real Housewives, but like a real bowlers of Arizona.
Real Housewives are not bowlers.
The bowlers,
like that type of reality show where it's like about different bowlers and their lifestyle, and then they go to
But it probably isn't exciting though because people want to see fucking just old. I don't know where I was going with that. It would have sounded offensive if I said it.
Remember that one time?
Older women bickering. Like just, I feel like people like to watch that shit. I wonder how old we have to be for us to stop giving a shit. You know what I mean? At some point, we're just not going to give a shit. You know how older people, they don't give a fuck about anything. How old do you think we have to be?
I feel like it's an ongoing thing. You start giving less.
About like just what you say on the internet and like what filters you have. Like you just speak your mind and that's it.
I guess.
That was not a good answer.
I was like,
at what age?
If we're doing what we're doing and we've been doing it for 8 years, right now we're kind of like we're like, but at some point we're just gonna be like, we're just gonna start saying anything.
Well, I think it. I don't know if it's more of an age thing, but it's just like how much. Yeah, do you just want to risk? Like, how much do you want to risk people coming at you for what you're saying? Mm-hmm. How much do you want to lose brands?
What do you want to say?
What?
About what though?
Shit that goes on the internet and shit that.
Oh, like drama, like.
Just what the fuck do you think I'm talking about?
I'm not starting drama by just saying that I
drama. What else other than drama? What else would we not say?
I don't know. Podcast? Politics.
We're not a political channel.
The thing is that I don't like know much about it, so I can't like speak my mind on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to like, you have to be literally like,
let's talk books.
Indulge in it. Yeah. Like books. He can talk about books. I can't talk about books because I don't know books.
I've been slacking on the books lately though.
You don't read anymore? I feel like I see you read every day still.
No, just because like post Panini, I don't know. I've been busy. Busier.
Panini? I love paninis.
You're sorry guys. I do have to go pee real quick.
Let me see your dick. Let me see your dick.
No, Zane.
There's a problem. Let me see it.
I don't have a problem. It's fine. Oh, much better.
You feel good?
Yeah. I got some exciting news.
What?
I'm going to be an uncle tomorrow.
Oh. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
How thrilling.
I know.
Matt didn't know. We all knew, though.
Okay, by the time this comes out, the baby will be
Uncle
out.
Heath.
So weird.
And you know it's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, so my brother's wife, she was supposed to have it December
1st. You could 1st. Say your
sister. Yeah, you could say sister.
My sister. I'm not used to the term.
You can legally say that.
December 1st. Corinna's birthday, Natalie.
Another
my
one.
Too much.
But yeah, so I guess she was having like high blood pressure and like wasn't feeling well. So they went and they were just like, we could bump it up. You can have it now. And she was like, what? They're like, yeah, you want to come in tomorrow?
Wait, I didn't think you could just do that. Like, when was the baby supposed to?
December 1st.
So it's going to be 8.5 months?
I guess.
Well, I don't know.
It's normal. It's normal.
Yeah.
But I guess, I don't know the terminology, but I think they said it's breached.
It's breached.
That means it's coming out.
It's still breached. So he hasn't flipped. He should be flipped, ready to.
Oh,
exit. So they have the C-section scheduled.
Wait, when a whale breaches, I thought that means you see
coming up to the water.
Yeah. So in my head, a baby breaches.
You can already see the head.
It's like, hanging out.
We're gonna wait for tomorrow.
That's what I thought. Breach. Wait, that's not what breach means.
I think that means dilated.
Because they're supposed to come out head first, and when it comes to the end of like the pregnancy, he or she is supposed to flip.
Okay. Got it. So C-section.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and now. C-section, they're awake for it, right?
I think so.
Yeah, they just numb everything.
That's just kind of crazy that they can numb half of your body and cut it open.
Wait, they're awake when they...
You gotta see your baby.
Jesus!
Yeah, you're just sleeping, you wake up.
So your stomach is just...
They cut you open and then they move your like intestines and shit, like all your organs.
They put like
organs.
A tent over it though, like you can't see. Because like,
No, I want to see.
No, if you could see it, then you would faint. Like
then let me faint.
Well, then I don't know.
How do you see that?
I could watch a birth. I don't know if I could watch a C-section.
I wouldn't want to see it. Absolutely not.
I think it would freak you. It's not more disgusting. You'd freak out because your wife is now like.
Open
looks like almost looks dead wait, because see, she's ooh. Just hurt. She's fully.
You don't want to see it in general.
A C-section, no.
But you could watch a natural birth.
Yeah,
let's pull up a clip.
I don't even want the doctors in the room when I'm giving birth. I'm like, I'll do it.
I got it.
You cover your face.
No, Mariah.
Wait. I don't know. Do we want to pull it up?
The last time I watched a live birth was ten years ago. But like, I remember it being like. Crazy. Have you ever seen one?
Yeah. It's pretty wild.
Oh, you've seen one.
You've seen one in person?
No, a video.
No, a video. Have you seen a video of it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind. I don't think
I've seen one at a proper angle.
Wait, what is this? Is this an actual?
Wait, what are we about to watch?
Oh, is he okay?
She's doing the at home.
Here, let's take a beat. Let's take a pause.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Okay, so there's a family. We've got the midwife.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she popped it. The water is broken.
Oh my God.
Okay, this is natural. This is the portal of a life. We all did this.
Oh my God. We put this on YouTube. People are watching this with us. Or we're watching a live birth, guys, so we can't actually.
What's crazy
post
is
this.
People do this multiple times in their
it's
life.
Just every. Just, or just,
oh, push. Push.
Wow. Oh my God. Gosh. Holy shit. Oh,
oh, wow. Hey, be mature. Let's be mature. Everyone does this.
No, it's not that I'm
it's insane. It's insane that like a human can do that.
Woo!
It just looks painful. That's what like.
That's why they pass out cigars after.
That's why I get an epidural.
What's an epidural?
That's where they numb you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you could get numbed? when you, oh, I thought,
still feel like it's still like painful,
just
but
pressure.
Once the baby's out, everybody says like you complete. That's why people have multiple kids. They completely forget about the pain and they're like, let's do it again. Like, it's just like
so weird. It's like taking that next step in life.
I remember my dad was like there and then I was born and then like he had to leave. And then my grandma just like hogged up the whole moment. Like my dad didn't get to see me for like two more days. Like it was just like, all right, I'll see this baby later.
My dad had like the camcorder. For all our births.
Oh, that's like, oh, got everything. Oh, that's good.
Wait,
well, not like this stuff.
Got
like,
that?
Just like in the hot, like before.
That's
after.
Fun. There's like no footage like that of me anywhere.
Do we have a name yet?
Or Landon.
Landon.
Wait, Landon. Landon Moss.
He's gonna land on time.
I think that's what it's gonna be. That's what they've been saying, but you never know. I feel like people change the baby name like as soon as it comes out.
Did you hear about the couple that got the wrong baby and they didn't find out until 60 days later?
Uh-huh.
60 days later here. I actually screenshot it.
So another couple also got the wrong baby, right?
Yeah. Yes. They both got the wrong baby. Imagine, I think one couple realized that they're like, we got to go back and see if this is our baby because we don't, it's not our baby.
Imagine you loving this little, isn't she so precious?
Like, isn't look at she lovely?
And then, she has your eyes. I see it. Oh, he looks does. Just
like you. And then you got to give it back for your own baby. Like, that is crazy.
I think you get that, like, mother's intuition too. Like, this is not right.
Do like, you think I don't know. What? I guess after 60 days, you'd be like, something's up. But man, hopefully there was no like tension between like the husband and the mother being like.
Or I hope they're like friends and they become friends and then the kids like have a story when they grow up.
You get the baby back, you're like, what? I need to see your house. Show me the inside.
Just as a joke, you could like show up like smoking a cigarette. Kid was great. Breastfed him every day.
Got it. Sorry, I was trying to find the article and I know we're 30 minutes past already. Two LA couples discover they are raising each other's babies after IVF mix up. They learn the truth 2 months after giving birth.
IVF mix up? In vitro fertilization mix up?
I don't know. What does IVF mean?
In vitro, meaning like, how would I say? You get eggs implanted in you to help boost the likelihood of getting pregnant. That's why some people who do IVF have the chance of having twins and stuff.
So Is it more of a chance for a fuck up because it's IVF?
I don't know. That's just interesting. They tossed that in to the article.
Like it doesn't
Maybe
matter.
It was an IVF clinic that did it.
Got it. Probably if they put it in because that doesn't matter, right? If somebody fucks up on the babies going back to their parents.
I always think about the damn parent trap and how that couple really, can you imagine having two beautiful twins with your significant other,
uh-huh.
and then y'all deciding, let's get divorced. You take one of the twins, I'm going to take the other,
and they'll never
and
meet.
They'll never meet. What? And both of them loaded, wealthy people. Like, just
is it based on a true story?
I'm sure it happens in real life. It happened to two girls. They met when they were 8. I'm pretty sure they met on a show. They had them like meet on a talk show.
Imagine meeting your clone app. Like, everyone's always like, I want a clone. Like, I wish I had a... Then you get it because you're a fucking twin.
It's crazy in the parent trap. Those kids just accept it. Like, oh, Hallie, that means we're not sisters, we're twins.
I think it's just more exciting in the moment because it's happening right there. Like, it's exciting.
I guess. But can you imagine me in the hotel lobby, like, for that shit? Seeing these two little twins up to no good and just like, you're like... Wait, hold on. What's going on? Like, okay, so we just found out. So we're getting our parents back together. I'd be like, what the fuck?
I thought Lindsay Lohan was a twin.
Me too.
For a good majority of my life.
That movie was ahead of its time, though.
I still don't get how they did it.
It's so well done.
I've watched it like recently and just to see how they did it. And it still blows my mind because it's an older movie. Cause you could tell movies now when they do that, you could tell in editing, oh, that's a fuck up. Like they fucked up there. They didn't fuck up there. They did it so well.
Yeah. It was the '90s. They caught on.
It was a different time.
They did it already in the '60s. The Parent Trap was done.
Yeah.
And it still looked, wait, no, those were real twins. No, it wasn't two twins. Right? No. In the original Parent Trap in the 60s, I'm pretty sure it's still the same girl.
Oh, is it?
I just don't get why wouldn't you just cast twins? Like, you just literally doubled.
Well, they did it with, I bet the Olsen twins, one, were pissed they didn't get Parent Trap. And then they went and made It Takes Two. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
With the Olsen twins?
I love
it. But the thing is, in It Takes Two, you know, with Christy Alley.
It Takes Two.
It Takes Two.
Mary Kate and Ashley.
Mary Kate and Ashley.
Is it the movies they used to do together, or like all those movies?
Oh, no, It Takes Two movie. This movie, where there's the rich girl with the rich dad that lives across the lake from the orphanage camp, and these two girls just happen to look like each other. They run into each other in the woods. They decide to switch places, and they're still not related. The whole movie, no one is ever like, hey, y'all look just alike, because they end up falling in love, or the orphanage owner, Christy Alley, falls in love with Steve Guttenberg, and they become sisters. But no one's ever like, these kids are fucking identical.
Right.
The whole movie.
Oh, and this came out before or after The Parent Trap?
Before. And I think that's why.
It looks like The Parent Trap took that.
Did you ever see Double Double Toil and Trouble?
You're talking about... Wait.
I think, I'm pretty sure it was called Double Double Toil and Trouble. It was a Mary-Kate and Ashley movie.
Oh, Mary-Kate and Ashley Adventures.
Yeah, I feel like
it was a Halloween type movie. And I have just vivid memory of it, but I don't.
I have The Adventures of Mary-Kate and Ashley on VHS.
You're
like,
invited.
They take Paris, they take.
Well, they did that in their preteens, is when they go to all the locations.
Yeah, when they were younger, when they were like maybe six. And then I had the teenage ones where they go to like the school dance. It was basically SNL for Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Got
but
it was just it.
Like. There's the party. There's Adventures of Mary-Kate and Ashley, where they're like the detectives who go around and solve crimes. And then there's the ones called the party ones, where they do different types of birthday parties. Or just parties in general. And then
they
did
were just like different skits.
Yes.
It was literally like 5-minute skits.
But you know what's crazy?
With different scenarios. It was really cool.
What do you
cool.
think they're up to right now?
Fashion.
Fashion. Yeah. They have Elizabeth, their line, named after Elizabeth Olsen. Right? Isn't that the name of their line? Mm-hmm. And they're married to just French billionaires, I think. Jesus.
Damn.
But you know, in a New York Minute,
yeah.
You know who Dr. Drew is, the celebrity rehab doctor? In a New York Minute, he's Dr. Drew plays the dad, guys, for those listening and watching. Dr. Drew, who's like never acts in anything, is in a New York Minute as the dad. I'm just geeking.
Was he good? Did he?
He did a decent job, but I watched it the other day and I was like, what the fuck is Dr. Drew doing in this?
Interesting.
Oh, now they're doing some scented oils.
Well, good for them.
Who did you like more, Mary-Kate or Ashley?
I still can't tell them apart.
Tell them apart, yeah.
The way was like Mary-Kate was like the more like tomboy one, and Ashley was like the prissier one. Prissy, is that a word? Yeah.
Prissy, yeah. Prissy.
The more girly girl. Sorry. But man.
Didn't they like swap them out in movies too? If it was like one of them,
Full House, they would. If one of them got sick, they would like switch them out.
No, they had to work for. There was child labor laws, so they had to take hours at a time, and they would switch them
out. Oh,
shut the fuck up!
Get the fuck out of here! I saw that, dude. I saw.
That was me.
Pull the clip up.
You're a righty. Put it on your right side.
What if I just set you up? I was just conniving this whole time.
That's what it seems like. Ugh. Why are you pouring like this? It's so uncomfortable.
I just did it.
You know why? Because the tables are so fucking small.
The cups don't even want to be on the table.
Yeah, the cups don't even like the tables.
Clean this up.
You missed a spot. Bitch, you missed a spot. Oh, it smells. At least it smells good.
Yeah, but it's black. So now we have black water all over the place. Yeah.
See that. It's all right.
Yeah, but I can, and I have ACD. So now I'm going to keep
ACD.
Looking.
He's got ACD.
Let's talk child labor laws. So, what I think is also interesting, do you remember the movie Big Daddy with Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's Zachary Cody.
They were swapping too.
That's Colin Dylan Sprouse.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah, we knew that. Who do people think
they were swapping out during the movie?
No, I know that. But like, I think
sometimes people don't realize that the Sprouse brothers were in Big Daddy.
So they're in Big Daddy, and if you also didn't know, in Friends, he's Ross's son.
What? Yeah. Oh, I've never watched Friends.
Is this like the later seasons?
It's literally right after Big Daddy. Big Daddy, he looks maybe like 5 or 6 here, and then on Friends, he was probably like 7.
He did really well in that movie.
Yeah.
Just watch.
The kids. They stole the whole movie.
Do you think one dominated though? Like, and they were like, oh, let's put in Dylan. Like,
probably Cole.
I think they're both good in their own ways.
They're really smart dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun having a twin.
But imagine having the Olsen twins. Like, oh my gosh, twins. Oh my gosh. Like, These are the Olsen twins. Like,
imagine having twins that can both act.
I think all kid actors and kid babies, or kid babies, kid actors and baby actors are fucking, I think it's insane how they can act. You know, makes no sense.
When do you think they finally get the money?
18.
When they turn 18. Or they can get emancipated and then get it.
Emancipation proclamation.
I would watch the Brittany Murphy documentary. Crazy.
Oh, man. I wanted to see that. So they get paid for doing all the movies, and then when they turn 18, they just get like a check.
It's like a bank account that's locked, and then it unlocks.
Is there a law where it says that parents can't just use the money?
It is against the law to steal the money, but the parents will do it anyways.
I feel like there should be somebody in charge of that money and not the parents.
Correct.
It's the parents. They're just,
you know,
it's
crazy. On movies, when there's like a newborn child, somebody offered their baby up to be on tele. Like,
pretty nuts.
That is insane to me.
Yeah.
How you could push out a child and then, hey,
let's get this baby on screen. But sometimes I think that happens when like the producers or somebody on set has a baby who's already involved in the project. And they're like, hey, we can just bring this baby on.
My mom sent me on a baby audition.
Really?
And then they were like, can you be back here at 3 a.m. in the city? Like, my mom was like, hell no. And she was like, I can't do
this. You lost the job.
Because my mom is like the most anti-stage mom. Like when I was in dance, she was just like, I'm not getting involved. Like, just, I'm going to watch you perform and that's it. Like, she just like, what they were asking for. And I was like a baby, because I was like, how old was I? Maybe like 2. I had like black hair and blue eyes.
Yeah.
And then my mom was like, I can't do it.
You lost. we're not going to the city.
You lost the biggest opportunity of your life. You could have been something big.
Blue eyes?
Yeah.
They changed.
Like every baby, almost every baby's born with blue eyes and they change, but mine stayed blue for like longer than normal. Oh. And then they freaking flipped.
Wish I had blue eyes.
You really wish you had blue eyes?
Or some color. Something.
But I feel like on your face, it would just look, you know, when they have the face.
I feel like I'd look like an asshole if I had colored eyes though.
Maybe.
Like imagine me with blue eyes. You'd be like, okay. You know what I mean? I feel like I wouldn't be me if I had blue eyes.
Can you imagine me with brown eyes?
Yeah.
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 Easily.
I mean, just look at my brother. My brother is like brown eyes.
No, it has nothing to do with your brother. It just looks like it works. Like if you had brown eyes, it works.
Okay.
I think anybody with colored eyes looks good or looks normal with brown eyes. I wish I had yellow eyes.
We should
eyes.
Get some contacts for you guys to wear that like for one episode. Like
that'd be fun.
How many people, isn't it possible to get your eye color changed?
Yes, now it is.
Yeah.
But like,
it's a very dangerous procedure, but people do it. It's fucking.
I think that's more embarrassing than selfish.
Like, I understand people getting like a boob job or a nose job, but coming to change your eye color, it is the most.
Oh, it's not contacts. It's real silly, now. Like, it's real.
Silly procedure.
But you're always gonna have to tell people that it's like not your real eye color. It's always gonna.
Exactly. And if you told me you got your eye color changed, I would think you're like a crazy person.
Yeah.
Like it's any other type of like, I don't know, cosmetic surgery. I'd be like, oh, okay.
It makes sense.
What you gotta do. But like eye color, that's like.
you don't need to change it.
I don't know. Who knows? In the future, it'll be like, boop, done. Oh, you want a different color?
Yep. Maybe Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie did that with their kid.
No, they're beautiful people. Like, what do you mean?
But normally beautiful people, they come out with. Ugly babies.
Don't point at
it's
him.
It's a nose thing.
Wait, did you call me a beautiful person or an ugly baby? Which one?
No, none.
I feel like that's the whole fun in having a kid. You don't know what it's a surprise. Yeah, you don't know what they're gonna look
it's
like.
It's not fun if you get to like.
Oh, this is demonic though.
It will cost $400 per embryo. Oh, that's not that crazy if it's like a lifelong change.
But I find it heavily unethical.
Yeah, for sure.
That's wrong.
But to me, that's like not expensive.
So wrong.
That would be such a good horror movie, like. Designer baby.
Very good, Matt. Write that down. People are searching it though. Can I pick my baby's eye color?
The top one. Is it ethical to choose your baby's eye color?
No.
I don't think it's right.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Yeah.
But do you think people would have made the same arguments about like, is it ethical to get a C-section? Like, is it ethical to like choose how your baby wants to come out? Honestly, it's more
I think it depends on if you're in danger, if your life is in danger.
Yes, I agree. Sorry,
did I tell you?
I know, I'm an idiot, guys.
You're taking both sides, which is fine. Did I tell you my mom almost died delivering Matt and Maddie?
Really?
Yeah,
Maddie and
my little brother and sister. My mom.
Why did you only say Matt?
Maddie?
Oh, because it Matt, was
I said Matt and Maddie.
Matt and Maddie.
So she got Matt out. Maddie. Zane has twin siblings.
Yeah, twin siblings, Matt and Maddie, guy and a girl. But my mom literally like almost so close to dying. which I didn't find out until years later.
How you hear about that, but how do people die giving birth? Is blood loss like that's the main cause?
Or like, how did she almost die? Do you know?
Don't know exactly.
Severe bleeding is the main cause of death in pregnancy.
Severe bleeding.
This would be fun if we had bonus episodes. It would be great for the Patreon because Conan O'Brien kind of does this where he has like experts in a field. Like he talked to like a guy who was like a coroner, like a guy who deals with dead bodies. Like we have on like an OBGYN and we just ask all those weird questions. Oh,
because we have all these fucking questions that no answers to.
Yeah.
We barely find them. On
the yeah. Like we have on a pilot, we can ask all of our crazy plane questions. Like all those types
good
of things.
Good idea, Matt. Hey. Okay. Hold on. I got to pee actually. I've been trying to hold it for the past 2 minutes. Heath and I were at Saddle Ranch the other night. And we
I have not heard that sentence.
I know. Weird. We haven't been there in months. We decided to just go back there because we were like, oh, let's just stop at Saddle Ranch. And it was just like old times. Like I felt like nobody mm-hmm. really goes there anymore. It's like kind of like what it used to be. We went inside. It was just dead. I wouldn't say it was dead. It was more like it was an older crowd again. Oh. Kind of like what it used to be, right?
It had its run with the TikTok.
Exactly. Crap. And it's almost coming back to what Saddle Ranch used to be. That's what it looked like to me that night.
Are our names on the bar?
They're supposed to be.
I think they are. I think we have the.
You didn't look for them?
No. I don't think he said they were on there, but we never went to look or he never took us to look at it. But we met these kids that were at a table next to us and they were asking of what to do in New York. And I brought up, you should go to the box. And they're like, what's the box? And I was like, it's this cabaret club. It's like this show that you watch, but it's fucking crazy. Like these adults are dressed in like costumes and they'll like shit in a box and it's crazy. And they're like, no, that's
not
true.
And you recommended this?
And that's not true. And they didn't believe me. And I just wish I could, I tell them like, look, no, this place is real. It's a show where they little people like, people like to sit up front because they get like splashed with like actual puke and actual.
Okay.
It's like this experience.
Have you been there?
Yes, I have been there.
It's disgusting.
Correct. But there's not actual puke and there isn't actual.
So what? The puke is just coming out of like, where's the puke coming from?
I didn't see anybody puke when I went there. And if they did do it, it's like faked puke.
How do they do fake puke?
Oatmeal.
They're talking and then a puke comes out.
There's a little tube on this side.
I thought they were known to literally actual piss and shit.
Okay, but the guy who shat in, I was there with you when we saw that happen, where it was the old granny. Remember? I remember it all. There was this old granny who was sitting there like knitting and stuff, but it was obviously like a young man like dressed as an old granny. And then he's like eating cat food.
Yeah.
And then looked like his butt's getting stuffed with liquid.
Yeah.
And the liquid then shoots out of his butt. But then he actually, I think, had like a, you know, how would you say, like something stuffed up into his butt that wasn't shit, that looked like shit, that he then pooped onto the thing, but it wasn't poop. It was like a butt plug. You know what I mean?
It's not real.
I bet we, but the thing
is, so it's not real.
It's a bit of like an illusion. Like there's not actual human like waste.
Everybody like Emilio, dude, people were telling me that it's a real show. It's real fucking piss and real shit that comes out of them when they perform these shows.
It does look like that, but there's not. I've been to the one in London to the one in New York.
Right, okay, well, that answers my question.
Correct. But when you do say that, people do, when they go, it does seem really, really real. But if you do like look at it, it's a bit of like a freak show.
Yeah.
It's like a freak show burlesque illusion show in a way. If that's
I was lied to by people that go there.
But if you think you can walk up to the box and you can just get in, that's not going to happen. Like it's either
a wait list. People,
no, they're permanently closed now.
Well, are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe they.
Maybe it was real
line.
Fucking piss and shit. I'm telling you, Heath, it looked like real piss and shit. You're sitting up there like, oh god, I need another drink. That's how they got all their sales. People needed to be fucking drunk watching a show like that. It was wild.
I like the box though. Like on occasion, I wouldn't go to the box every night, but it is so fun when you're in New
what
York.
What occasion?
I went to in Amsterdam. I went to one of the like a live sex show.
Like what? Just to watch two people have sex?
Well, like they would just go around. It was people every like 5 minutes, and they would close the curtain. Then it'd be like a new. It was the most So interesting thing I've ever seen. Out of the box.
Devin Googled the box show. Look up the box New York clothes.
So it wasn't a show when they would close the curtains then.
Close. Well, you're sitting. It's like it feels like a movie theater and you're like sitting in seats and then people are on stage and like they're just doing the thing.
God. Oh, so it's like curtains are open. Like you're seeing it happen on stage.
And then it would like change scenes and then.
Oh my God. Do they finish?
I don't think they did.
With all those people.
They're like, allowed to.
We were sitting there and I was watching the people in the audience and there's some people doing some weird shit in the seats.
In Amsterdam?
Mm-hmm.
See, I've always wondered that about porno theaters. I've never been in a porno theater and I don't think I'd ever go.
What is that?
They just play porn.
There's like, the tiki's. What? What?
People go there to watch it?
Yeah. Yes. Dude, it's like, they're everywhere.
Why wouldn't you do you gotta
there
go?
I
don't think they have it here, right? Or they have it here too.
There's one over there on Western and Santa Monica Boulevard right near where I used to live.
You go there all the time?
Exactly where I was. No, but I was with Patricia and one of her friends and we were driving by it and we were like, oh my gosh. I told them, I just want to go in. I don't even want to go sit down. I've heard the seats are disgusting, but I just want to open up that curtain and see what's going on.
Yeah.
There's like two different screens playing. There's these seats. And I think it's more of like a place to go like find someone and like hook up. But some people are like jacking off like in the seats.
And they're allowed to do that?
No, you're not allowed to. That's why Pee Wee Herman got like
What?
That actor who played Pee Wee Herman, he got like arrested because he was masturbating in a porno theater.
Oh, God.
It is illegal, but like people
That's one of the most embarrassing things you can ever get arrested for.
Do it in your house. Well, you're going to a movie theater and
I know, dude.
They probably like the rush of it or something.
Yes. There's something like kinky and nasty about it, but those places do exist.
All right. Well, I mean, I'll let you know if it feels kinky.
For a story to say on this podcast, I would 100% go with you guys to pay the cover fee at a porno theater just to walk in and we can leave immediately.
So, but somebody has to sit in the seats to see what it's like.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. I think you should do that.
Get up. It's just stuck.
I know the exact place where we can go.
Is it a full show? Like you come in like, oh, everybody's here. Or is it just very like.
Zane, I have no clue.
Wait, I thought you said you just walked in just to see.
I never went. I want to. Oh, just you want to see. I bet there's probably four people sitting in their seats there. Just
the usher like bringing you down to your seats.
Mariah, would you go?
Probably not. I like more of like a burlesque show.
Oh, okay. Now we're reading.
Or just a regular movie in a theater.
Yeah, I don't even go to regular movie theaters. You think I'm going to go to that?
She'll fall asleep in 5 minutes.
When you're an eye pick, you fall asleep in 5 minutes.
You love burlesque.
Oh, I love burlesque.
With Cher and Christina Aguilera.
Yes, yeah. I love it.
All right, well, that was my crazy story that I had, but apparently it's fake, so I don't know why I even said it.
Well, this stuff is still coming out of them, which is pretty insane.
I don't think that's true. I think it was real piss and shit, and that's why they fucking permanently closed that shit down.
It's temporary.
It said permanently closed.
It said temporarily. Look at that. Read it, Zane.
Oh, the one when I looked it up on my phone, it said permanently closed.
Wow, it's expensive. For money?
Oh, $4 signs.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, yeah, you're seeing fecal matter.
I see that all the time on Hollywood Boulevard.
Exactly, so you don't have to fucking go to a show to watch that.
We went there with Grace Helbig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was there.
She doesn't strike me as somebody that would be going into that.
She loved it. Why were we there?
I think we just bumped into her there, no?
Yeah. No, I think it was maybe during the time we were at the VMAs, and then we went and ate at...
It was the same weekend.
People are strange.
They are.
And we were strange, too. We walked right in there knowing what that place was going to be, and we're like... We want to have front seats.
It's memorable though. That's the only reason why I would say to go to the boxes because you walk away with a crazy story of what you saw.
They do it on purpose.
So you guys excited about Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is coming up.
I love Thanksgiving.
Heath, you and Mariah are separating.
Yeah.
For the holidays.
We're breaking up.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're going to go see your fam. Well, you got to go see a new baby. Are you going to be like,
my nephew?
You going to be pull my finger already? You got to get a picture of that because the babies, all they do is just grab your finger.
Uh-huh. Just fucking. Oh, man. I'm going home. She's going to her family. I'm excited. It's going to be nice.
Do you have any Thanksgiving traditions?
Thanksgiving? No, not really. No traditions.
We do like a turkey.
I think we do that too.
Do you go out the night before and do that like blackout Wednesday where you hit up the bars?
You know what? I did it. I think we did it once, Heath. No.
I didn't even know that.
Blackout Wednesday for Thanksgiving.
We start cooking the day before.
Did we not?
Your mom's property.
You're not going out. You're staying at home.
Yeah, we each get a food to start cooking.
I would always have to work Black Friday because I worked at retail.
Oh, that's terrible. At Forever 21.
Yeah, because they'd make you work overnight, all night. No, they give you your shift would be 12 a.m. to
dude, that was like
to 10 a.m. It was crazy.
So after Thanksgiving, you would I say, all right, yeah. Good turkey. I got to go to the mall to work.
Did I tell you Forever 21? Wow. I'd fall asleep on the rack because you literally could not stay up. Like they would keep it open after 5 a.m. Like it would be empty and you would still have to be in there working. And I'm doing the clothes and I'm just, people were just sleeping all over the place.
That's terrible.
It was really bad. I don't know if they still do that now. Do they still do that now? They keep it up. They keep it open all night.
Understand Black Friday. The sales are still going. They're on not even until that February. Good.
Well, this year I feel like they started doing Black Friday sales like right now, like at Best Buy
because
it's killer right now at Best Buy. The sales that are going on,
yeah. it just gets earlier and earlier because they know as soon as somebody else puts up a deal, they got to beat them to it. So then it's just now a whole month beforehand.
It's the same deal that it always is.
I'm a Cyber Monday bitch. Cyber Monday.
Are there actual deals or they just put the
Cyber
same-
Monday is the best. Like go on J. Crew, get a whole bunch of like cool little, you know, rugbies like I always wear.
Buy Cremoto.com.
Oh, mm-hmm. Can we give a shout out though to Rowing Blazers? They're the best.
Do you know who they are?
Yes, they sent me this.
Do you know them though?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Oh, did you buy that?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I bought this. They didn't send it to me. Oh. I saw it on my Instagram like ad feed or like, You know how it just pops up. So I just saw it.
Oh, cool.
I didn't know you can get free stuff.
Anyways, I
let them know that I'm a fan. I'm buying their stuff.
Yep.
Tell them to send me some stuff for Thanksgiving.
I'm a fan.
Okay. You're done. You're done.
We're going to end this episode right now.
Really? No.
Oh, I was just kidding.
I think there's so many things we could talk about.
Of course.
Have you seen the prices of Thanksgiving food?
Oh, have they gone up?
Yeah, apparently. A turkey used to be like $26. Now they're $55.
Last year they were $26 and now it's $55.
They were showing like the price jumps for all like Thanksgiving ingredients.
Yeah.
Devin, let's pull it up. What is the price change?
$55. My cousin's was $88.
For a turkey.
Yeah.
$88 for a turkey.
There's only so many turkeys to go around.
But you know what you got to do? Buy the turkey 3 months ahead and throw it in the fucking freezer. That's it.
The price of a turkey has climbed 68% over the past 2 years from 81 cents.
Wow.
And is that because of
because they can.
A turkey shortage?
No.
Are we not making enough turkeys? I don't want to offend anybody. I've never been a fan of Thanksgiving turkey.
Really?
I just feel like there's other turkey that tastes so much better than like actual Thanksgiving turkey.
I feel that. It's so overhyped. 100%. But you got to eat it.
And the ham and like the ingredients. I feel like you can
come up with. I always put one piece on my plate because I feel so obligated, but I eat the sides like there's a bottomless
stuffing
pit.
And mac and cheese.
That's all I eat and that's it.
I put a piece because I just feel bad.
I never really cared for like turkey because it was always kind of dry. But last year, well, 2 years ago, my family started doing a deep fried turkey.
Mm. Okay.
They, like, in like the big pot of like oil and then they would drop it in there and let it like sit. It was insane.
That's a Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah. In one of those things.
But is it fried like a fried chicken?
It comes out. Look at how crispy that
it comes out. It comes out nice. It's
crispy.
That we did that at two Thanksgivings while we were camping. We did that.
We do that every year. We've been doing it for like the past 5 years. Now that I'm like thinking of like, when you put it in the big
you drop
tub,
it into the
Wait, you know, when we were camping, we didn't put it in oil. I think it was just in a garbage can.
Come again.
The tin can. You make the turkey in the tin can. You know how they do
it. It's
not a garbage can,
it's
Zane.
A pot.
It's a tin, like.
It's an aluminum pot. Yes, that thing.
No, that's not what we use. We use like a.
Oh, no.
Like an Oscar the Grouch garbage can?
Yeah.
What?
You cook your turkey in a metal garbage
can? It wasn't fucking dirty. It was a new garbage can.
Okay, if it was new.
Yeah, it wasn't a fucking garbage can that we found and we're like, let's throw the fucking.
There's gotta be a.
Say, you
Yeah, it looked just like that. Yeah, it's not as tasty as the.
Wait, what? Say you got money. I think it's time to.
I didn't make the turkey. It was our family that made the turkey.
Do you guys shove a beer can up the ass?
Like beer can chicken?
Yeah, honestly, that's my favorite part about Thanksgiving.
No, we've never done that.
Oh, now I'm getting real excited.
Did you ever clean a turkey out? You guys have done that?
I love cleaning out turkeys.
My grandma would clean the turkey out, and you were like pulling out the innards, the goop, and just nasty shit.
The neck.
Well, yeah, you don't want to eat it, you know? You got to get it out.
Yeah, you got to clean it out. That's how you make it.
Honestly, every time I look at food, like
it's gross. Animal,
I want to be vegan. When I see that, I'm like, this is disgusting.
I want to be vegan one day.
I think it's like now more than ever, it's so easy to become vegan. The shit that they're making out of soy, it tastes just like chicken and meat. It's unbelievable.
It's just so damn expensive.
And they're actually, they're making that more tastier than hell? Actual chicken.
Well, I'm sorry. Go back a second. Who the hell are these... Are these people in these
eating like, raw meat
in these Getty Image style pictures just eating raw meat?
Have you seen the people on TikTok that just eat straight raw meat?
Yeah,
they get sick, right? You can't.
No.
Oh no, you can't. It's rare. Yeah,
they've got so many different types of meat, and they're sitting there eating it just raw.
They probably really like it's like I feel like it's the same texture as sushi, right? It's probably the same texture and the same like
I was a kid, raw meat to me looked good.
I mean, they make it look really nice. It's like nice, light.
Only thing, maybe raw hamburger meat because it's got that like the squiggles. It looks fun. Yeah, I can see that.
No, it looks like raw, green.
I know. I would always want to eat raw meat as a kid. This not seriously, guys, but like I'd be like, ooh, my dad would be like, no.
What's your favorite sauce?
Sauce.
Oh, there's too many to pick.
Like
from.
We're talking about like a barbecue sauce,
ketchup. Sauce.
Ranch.
Good old ranch. Ranch?
Alfredo.
Yes, ranch.
Good.
Good ranch. Fuck Hidden Good Valley. Yeah. Hidden Valley is for vegetables, like dipping vegetables into, not wings. Hidden
it's
Valley.
Like, it's like Buffalo Wild Wings ranch or like just those places make really good fucking ranch.
And it's hard to find in the stores. The closest thing I think I found like for store-bought ranch is Ken's Steakhouse ranch.
Isn't it really easy to make ranch at home? Like the ingredients are so simple.
Yeah.
Like you can make really good ranch at home if you just bought, like there's like what, 3-4 ingredients in it. You just put it in and just
whip it up.
Supposedly a fan favorite is Bob's Ranch and they sell it in stores.
Bob's Ranch.
They do have, didn't I send you guys a picture of
that? I think so. I think my favorite sauce, Dr. Pepper barbecue sauce from
Dr. Pepper
from Sheets Gas Station. Dude, it will change your fucking life.
Dr. Pepper, like the brand Dr. Pepper made.
Right. That is a good like.
Oh, damn.
So it's Dr. Pepper flavored barbecue sauce, but it's also got like spice. It's got like a kick to it.
And you literally, it tastes and like they, Dr. Pepper.
They only make it at Sheets Gas Station.
I don't know about sauce that tastes like Dr.
It's
Pepper.
Only, it's dude, so good.
It is exactly Dr. Pepper.
It's so good.
What am I dipping in? What?
It's unreal. Mac and cheese bites in it. And chicken
it
tenders.
Sucks because what that one, oh, Stubbs makes it, but it doesn't taste like the one at Sheets.
It's not the real.
You can only buy it at Sheets. What's Sheets? What's Sheets?
It's kind of like a Wawa.
Oh, you can only buy it at these gas stations.
It's just they have it.
They're in Pennsylvania.
Why don't they just collab with like a big fucking retail store that can push more of this shit out?
It's their special thing.
You're saying it like it's like the best fucking sauce in the world.
Well, you know what the best sauce in the world is?
What?
A1 steak sauce.
Hamburger heaven sauce.
Very good.
A1 steak sauce. I used to put that on everything. And hot sauce.
Isn't A1 really good?
It's so good.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't like it.
You gonna watch the Macy's Thanksgiving parade?
I don't watch that ever.
Float didn't going. One fly away?
Maybe. I don't know. There's always one going down. There was, I'm pretty sure it was Barney. They had to kill Barney or they killed SpongeBob one year.
Why do I feel like I remember seeing a SpongeBob one going down?
But Macy's Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, but the Barney one. Look at the Barney one. This was...
This is what excites me.
Okay, not Sonic Barney. This one, look at this. So Barney, is that the Macy's
Day? Wait, that looks like a pretty shitty balloon. Wait.
And they lose control of him. There's like heavy winds going on, and Barney's just holding on for dear life. I love you. You love me.
We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you.
Wait, and so then they can't get a hold of him if you fast forward a little bit, and I'm pretty sure
I love that their uniforms match Barney. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all in purple and green.
Oh, shit.
Like, these people are on the ground holding on to dear life.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Okay.
No, oh, no.
Go back. Oh,
it's going crazy.
Watch this. He hits the street light.
Just ripped the whole side of him open.
And the, oh.
That's really sad.
Oh, look, our skinny queen. Look.
That's so embarrassing.
Damn. Is it like an embarrassing thing for your balloon to like go down?
It's not good for the brand. But then again, the it's brand, good publicity.
Like the Barney brand.
But imagine being a kid right in front of there going, it's Barney. Boom. Oh, Sonic in 1993. We got Sonic the Hedgehog.
Right in the eye.
Boop.
Boom. So that balloon's so fucking heavy where like it hits a post. It's probably not even pointy and it just goes right through. Parades are so popular back then. Now people are just.
I've never been to one.
A parade?
Yeah. What was that one random one we came across?
That was around this time. I think they did it.
Was it the Rose Bowl parade?
No, but it was around the same time as the Rose Bowl parade. It was a random one. It was like a block party and like, I don't even know what.
Yeah, we like.
I can't guess what it was. I don't know.
Stumbled into it. And
I remember
it was
the Cat in the Hat. That's funny.
Oh, Cat in the Hat on the Upper West Side. Oh,
shit.
He hit the streetlight and the streetlight broke.
Oh, yeah, that definitely hit somebody.
There's no way that it hit someone's head.
I'm never that going to the Macy's Day Parade. This seems hazardous, folks.
I'm just thinking about Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a good movie.
Turbo Man.
Can we all watch that?
Wait, what's number one?
Holidays? Yes. I haven't seen that movie in like 10, 15 years.
Oh, was it Sonic? Oh, Felix.
You know, I was getting confused with the floats. You know the floats? You know how the parade, the floats, not the balloons, but the floats on
the driving.
Like in high school, like homecoming, where you would decorate your float and go around the.
It's like a pontoon.
Yeah, it's like a pontoon type thing. So I used to work for the Rose Bowl parade every year, and we would get to see the floats before they went out to the streets.
You and me went to the Rose Bowl one time.
Yeah, so that was the first year I got to go, and I wasn't working with Matt. That's cool. So that was really cool. But I got to see the floats, and like when you're up close to these floats, because we were taking people to see all the floats before, and they spend so much fucking. They literally work for months for this one day to put these floats on. It's just like in our heads, we're like, it's not that crazy, but it's crazy how it's such a big deal to some people where they spend so much fucking time, and so many months.
I love a good float.
Getting ready for these floats. Yeah, should we go to the Rose Bowl game this year? Actually, who's playing? Does it even matter?
I won't be here. Well, it's New Year's Day.
Is it? Oh, it's New Year's. Oh, it's, yeah.
It's New Year's Day. Do you remember that one time? It was New Year's Eve, and then we had a big little party in Malibu with all of us as like viners, and then Zane.
Oh, my God. I forgot this happened. Did I tell you about this? This was crazy.
This was like 2015.
I hope this doesn't get back to
I'm pretty sure this was going into the year of 2015.
Yeah, so. It was the next day and we're all hungover and Brendan wanted to go to the Rose Bowl game. And I was just like, oh my God, I could probably get tickets because I used to work for them every year.
Right.
So I was able to get three tickets for the three of us. I was so excited. And I was so happy that I got to get like my friends free fucking tickets to go watch this game. And so we're on our way to the game and we get there and I meet up with a guy that I used to work for. We meet up with a guy that I used to work for and he brings two tickets. I give the two tickets. I was like, where's my ticket? He's like, oh, I want to watch the game too.
He took it.
He took the ticket.
What?
He took the ticket and like he knew that we needed three tickets.
Damn.
So I let you guys go in, right? I let you go watch.
Yes.
How did I get out of there? Like, what was the situation?
I think it was you. I felt like I was the one who didn't get the ticket. And then you had to get me a ticket, even though like I drove you guys and we were still in our suits the night before, but you handled it.
Did we ever even go? Did we go in?
Yes, we did. It was Oregon versus Florida State.
So the three of us got in though.
Yes, and we have the whole picture, and we had suits. We were still in our suits from the night before.
Oh, you know what it was? I think I just bought a ticket.
Yeah, I think you did.
I just bought a ticket. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we went there and sat in our seats.
In my head, there were like $1,000 tickets, but they weren't like that crazy expensive. Or maybe they were. They're like. I don't remember. It was such a long time ago.
$300 probably.
$300, yeah. I felt too bad. I was like, there's no way that I'm going to make them pay for these tickets that I told them that I'd get them free.
It was a fucked up move.
It was really fucked up. He knew it too.
Was a great memory though.
I have baby fever now.
I don't think any of us are prepared for a fucking baby right now. No way.
I could do it.
I could do it 5 years
you
ago.
You could do it for maybe... a day.
We have a baby monitor. We have a baby monitor on set. We're like, all right.
Imagine if there was a child sleeping in the room next
to us. That'd be so sick. We could do it. Moms get superpowers when they have to multitask.
You freak out when you have to take care of a puppy.
Maybe, babies are harder, but they're easier, I think, than toddlers.
Maybe it's because I was a babysitter my entire life, so I'm so natural with like kids. They're so easy to me. Like I've never had one myself, and like 24/7. But like
having a family channel would be great. All the attention's on the fucking baby. You don't have to worry about anything anymore. The camera would just be not on me anymore. It's just on the baby.
You get to vlog them, steal their money.
Oh, wait, that's like the whole baby act. Oh, God.
Do you start an Instagram for your baby? Do you show their face?
No, I wouldn't start a baby. Would you an Instagram for my baby?
I don't like the idea of a baby Instagram.
Would you show your baby's face?
I think I would, but not like...
I get why people don't, though.
Yeah, I totally get why people don't. It's
scary. I don't think I'm that famous. Were you a cute baby? Zane, I have never seen... I maybe have seen one.
There's not a lot of baby pictures of me. My brother, a ton. But I had no baby pictures.
Same with my brother.
Remember the picture I had on my Twitter avatar? That's not even me. It's my brother.
Yes.
I didn't find out till...
That's funny.
Months later that it was a picture of my brother.
You wouldn't know who was
you,
who?
You thought that was you.
I thought that was me.
That isn't you?
No, it's my brother.
Zane, that... Wait,
I thought is that was Hadiah? That's Hadiah. Oh my! It looks more like Hadiah.
I posted that picture like on Father's Day, so people could see me with my dad because I don't have a picture with my dad when I was a baby. I don't have no pictures.
Zane, I could have looked at that and said that was Hadiah.
Wait, go back.
Yeah. It looks just like her.
Go back. To
well, there's some people that didn't that thought it was me.
Go back to Zane's.
That's
baby.
Why I covered. That's why I covered my peepee because it wasn't a peepee. It was a
Zane. That's you.
It's not.
Oh, wait. Maybe that is your brother.
It's not me. It's my brother. Were you saying that you don't have baby photos or your brother only has baby photos?
I don't have that many, but I definitely have baby photos.
You were a cute baby, though.
That was a cute little kid.
Yeah. You just went through like an awkward phase. Like for
I looked so different my entire life, though.
Yeah, no. You're like unrecognizable your entire life. That's because first of all, you were bleach blonde.
Yeah.
You were blonde?
Uh-huh.
Little blonde heat.
My gap teeth.
Oh, you had a gap.
I still do. It's bonded.
I have a mouth guard now that I wear to bed.
I kind of want that. What you have?
I wanna take it off just so I can see it because it's been so long.
Oh, you think it might be like really gappy?
Oh, it's huge. I used to be able to put
that London look.
I used to be able to put my tongue through it. Like,
wait, what do you mean you want to take it off?
So you put it in between the two teeth and then it folds over and then they would like melt it down onto it. So it fills the gap in. So I have a big gap between my two front teeth and I could take it off if I wanted and go back to it.
Whoa.
Can you do that?
For the audience.
Fuck. I really
don't. Just do it one day and just like, just show up.
But wait, but
just show up and
he has to pay for it to get like,
well, how much does it cost to do the bonding?
Well, I just don't want to fucking
probably like
do
it. 200, 300 bucks.
I would do the bonding. I would do it again.
Could you imagine me like one day I just show up and I just got gap teeth. Everybody's like, what the fuck?
But when I look at your teeth, it doesn't look like it'd be that gappy.
It's pretty bad.
Because your two front teeth, like when I like look at the shape, it doesn't, because it's not like it goes like that.
You can
right?
see it like if you like really focus.
You have really nice teeth for not having braces.
No, I see it, but I feel like the gap isn't as big as you think it would be now. But there's definitely some air that would go through for sure. Mm.
You could just spit water across the room. I used to...
You seen the video of the guy, he's got the two big gap teeth and he bit the sandwich.
Yeah, and the mark that was left.
Yeah.
Oh,
he bit the sandwich and it was just completely gone. And no. Then like one skinny little like strip of the sandwich. And they were like, what happened there? And then he smiled. Look at the sandwich. Look at the sandwich. Ah, shit. That's the little things that get me. I always wanted braces.
Me too.
I did until I got them. Yeah, it was cool. Braces and glasses.
Yeah.
When I was told I needed glasses, I was like, yes. And then braces, I was like, yes. And then it was hell.
I used to sit at the TV super close trying to get glasses. I thought glasses were the coolest thing. And like my parents always told me not to look at the TV close.
Yeah.
And I would turn it on and I would sit there this close to the TV. Hoping to ruin my eyes.
But it was like looked at as like not cool, but we just, for some reason, we felt like it was so cool to have fucking glasses.
We just wanted to be different.
But like, I feel like movies back then, they would show glass. Oh, loser. Like, was that not, were they not showing that in movies?
Four eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we thought it was still so cool to have that.
I think because it was a thing where like, you would see people, how do I explain this? You would see people that are older than you have it just in general. And like anything, like when you're older, you have a cell phone. That's cool. When you're older, like you can get your nails done. That's so cool that like you just look up to older people in general. So when you would go to school and like you were in sixth grade and the eighth graders had braces and glasses, you were like, wow, they're cool.
Oh, I wanted a retainer.
Yay.
So
I had that. I had a retainer.
You have like a
did you used to take a paper clip and open it up and like put it?
Yeah.
Like it was just like
cool. Oh yeah, Zane had the American flag.
But it like it was so smudged where it didn't even look it just looked dirty.
I just wanted to be able to change the rubber band colors on braces.
Yeah.
I thought it was I thought having a cast was the coolest thing too.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was so jealous of people with like a broken arm.
That stuff just gave you
attention. And they stood out. Yeah.
If you showed up to school with braces, like everyone talked to you.
Yeah. You could leave class early. Someone got to carry your books. You had a buddy. Like crutches. Gosh, just like football players who had crutches and would like give them to the girls to like play on. Hated it. Hated it.
But one day in middle school, I tried it and they're actually the hardest things to fucking use. Crutches. Oh, they're a bitch to use. I thought that'd be fun.
I used to pick my legs up and try to like walk with them. Yeah. Just the arms.
Well, this was so great. This episode goes out next week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh, yeah. We're gonna have the guest in.
We're having a guest next week.
Well, I hope everyone had a happy holidays.
Yeah, but it is my birthday, so my birthday just happened.
So yeah,
I wonder what we did.
Y'all go follow Zane. Give him a follow
for my birthday. So everybody say happy birthday on my Instagram.
Happy birthday, Raven.
All right. I die.
Yep,
I die. You guys still post. I'll stop.
Sign the people off. Let them know what's going on the Patreon, guys.
A lot of fun things that you don't know anything about.
It's a secret.
Oh, well, I want to join the Discord. I'm going to get
they
up
are
in it.
Ripping you apart.
Ugh. Mariah?
Yeah.
Don't snicker. You too.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm used to it. I got thick skin now.
No, they actually really want you guys on there. So we're trying to figure out a way where you guys have accounts so you can pop in and out.
Oh, yeah. We'll join.
But they're shit talkers now, so you be prepared.
They're actually funny. They're actually the sweetest.
They're funny. They're the sweetest, but...
Sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
Sweetest bitch. There we go. Sweetest bitches you'll ever meet.
If you do want to join the Patreon, go to patreon.com/ZaneyHeath. We got Cremota back up and running. So if you want to get some coffee, cake cups, bags, whatever you want, Cremota.com.
We don't have a slash yet. We're not that big.
Cremota.com/ZaneyHeath.
You know how like when people do adverts, the code? Yeah. But yeah, Cremota.com. Make sure you get the coffee. It's available in all flavors.
All right, guys. We love you. And we'll see you next week.
Au revoir.
Ciao.
Ciao, Bella.
Au revoir.